African ambassadors to the United Nations say they still support a second term for UN Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali, despite pressure from the United States. Boutros-Ghali, who is steadfastly opposed by the United States, has the formal endorsement of the Organization of African Unity. But the head of the OAU recently wrote to African leaders, encouraging them to propose alternative candidates. The U.S. complains that Boutros-Ghali, an Egyptian, has not done enough to reform the immense UN bureaucracy. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
When Boutros Boutros-Ghali was first chosen to be UN Secretary General 5 years ago, he was not Africa's first choice, but he was from Africa, at least the northern part, and Africa wants the UN to honor tradition. Secretaries General serve 2 terms. But the United States says Boutros-Ghali is not acceptable. Washington recently cast the only veto against a second term for the Egyptian and asked Africa to submit other names. One that's been mentioned is Ouattara Otunu of Uganda, president of the UN's International Peace Academy. He won't talk about his possible candidacy, but he will talk about the selection process and the OAU letter. Otunu says African states had to do something.
If Africa delayed indefinitely, they risk losing the position altogether to somebody from some other region. As things stand, Dr. Boutros remains a candidate. And what is being now proposed is the enlargement of Africa's candidatures to include Dr. Boutros-Ghali, but also to include others as a way of maximizing Africa's chance of retaining the position of Secretary General.
During the selection process, the U.S. says it's trying to maintain a low profile. Edward Luck, President Emeritus of the UN Association, says that's because U.S. support could kill a candidate's chances. Luck says the United States threw its weight around in an effort to get rid of Boutros-Ghali. The international community is angry about that and more.
The U.S. is $1.5 billion behind in our payments to the U.N., and yet we're seeking to dictate who should lead the organization and what the budget should be and what the reform process should be. So seen in that kind of a context, the U.S. has to now be extra careful about how it goes forward.
While Washington tries to keep quiet, Africa is coming up with what Olara Otunu describes as a basket of names to submit to the UN Security Council. It makes the final decision. He explains it takes only one veto to kill a candidacy, so Africa will offer lots of choices. Some other names that have been mentioned as going into the African basket are Salim Salim of Tanzania, Secretary General of the OAU, Kofi Annan of Ghana, Under Secretary General in charge of UN peacekeeping, Foreign Minister Amara Essie of Ivory Coast, and more. Edward Luck says a long list has its drawbacks.
Well, I think it's very interesting that the word at this point from Africa is that each country is to submit on their own their candidates to the council. In other words, the Africans have not been able to come up with a single candidate or even a short list. What the Africans wanted, of course, was that they would have more of a voice in the selection process, but if they're each going their own way rather than being united behind one or two candidates, it's going to reduce their voice in the process, in essence.
The next step in the process is the formal submission of candidates to the Security Council. It makes a selection, and the full General Assembly then votes on the nominee. The process should be completed by the end of December, the end of Boutros Boutros-Ghali's tenure as Secretary General. I'm Vicky O'Hara in Washington.